Jim Grabinski is with me today. We're talking about drive-ins in St. Cloud. And we were discussing this off the air, that drive-ins really kind of predated fast food, but they were fast food too. It's just they were called drive-ins.
Drive-ins. But, you know, you were inside, you had car hops, you are outside, you know. So, now it's just sit inside or get your food and go.
Yeah.
You know? Totally different. But, yeah, they all are considered fast food.
So, now, before we get too far into this, these drive-ins were open, what, 6, 7, 8 months out of the year? I mean, yes. In the winter months, they were not open, right?
Oh, no. There's no way you could be open. Because, first of all, they're going to come out to you, so you'd have to send a car hop out to you. And right. You're going to sit in your car and eat. No. But there were places that people went in winter. But, you know, before, the last one we talked about was the Frost Top.
Yeah.
Frost Top root beer. They sold it for, their hamburgers were 10 cents, and you could get a quart of root beer to go for 15 cents, or you could get a whole gallon of root beer to go for 50 cents. And they sold it by the gallon in a glass bottle. 50 cents.
50 cents. Yeah. Okay.
You know, there were a few other restaurants in the area that were really older, like in the 40s and 50s. There was an A&W downtown on 4th Avenue and Saint Germain Street. You know, now it's probably the Civic Center, but it's in that area. Fourth. Yeah. You know.
Right. So right down on that area, and that was an A&W, different than ones, because that was a chain. Restaurant at that point, right?
Well, a franchise.
It was a franchise.
Franchise. Because the one on the West End, when it was sold, when I started going there more so, was owned by a police officer from Minneapolis. He was a police officer, but bought the business.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, there were a few other restaurants. Well, in 1954, there was an A&W root beer stand at 137 Riverside Drive in Northeast. So it'd be about a block off East St. Germain. And now this one I went to, but I can't remember the name. In fact, I don't even know if I knew the name. I would go to Lake George Swimming. And on Lake George property, right up to the water, there was a little drive-in, so if you're in a car, you could park there and walk, I don't know, 30 feet. It would be right across from Tech High School parking lot.
Okay.
Tech High School there.
Yeah.
But it was right on next to the water, a little drive-in. I remember stopping there and getting some candy after the swimming at Lake George or before.
And that was when the municipal pool was open.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But this is going back 50s and 60s. Then it disappeared.
Right.
And
you can't remember the name of it.
I asked the history museum, and a couple people remember it, but they don't remember the name.
The name of it. So we don't have any pictures of that one.
But no.
Yeah, that was a place that existed at least for a while. Mm-hmm. But it was pretty small.
Oh, very small. Yeah, teeny. Well, in 1973, there was a Black Steer drive-in, and that was at 25 13th Avenue South in St. Cloud. So there were a number of them. And Sauk Rapids had a couple. Here again, the name. Well, in the early 50s, there was one on Benton Drive about where, well, it is exactly where Walgreens parking lot is today. There were stores on both sides of it. There was like the Broadway Bar on one side, and I forget what was on the other side, but there was a little drive-in there. And then in the late 50s and early 60s, there was a drive-in on the corner of 2nd Avenue North and 14th Street. They did the bulk of their business when the Benton County Fair was on because it's right at the entrance of the Benton County Fairgrounds.
Really? And that's all residential now?
It was then, too. But there's a brown house that sits If you just turn, you're a half a block from the entrance, there's a brown house that kind of sits back. That's because there is a little drive-in in front of it. That house
really
hasn't changed. I knew someone who lived there.
So what, is there anything in that property now?
No, just someone lives there.
Somebody lives in that property. Okay, but at one point it was a drive-in.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Okay.
Now, in recent years, fast food changed drastically. There's no car hops. There's no eating in your car. Now you eat inside or go to the drive-in and take it to go.
Yeah, you go through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
When did drive-thrus start? I'd probably have to look this up, Jim. I'm not necessarily trying to put you on the spot here on this but drive-thru is kind of do you remember just a few years ago in the pandemic?
They needed the
drive-thru.
It was in the early 70s for sure. Well, when the Crossroads opened, Sandy's Drive-In was at the Crossroads. Well, it's now closed. Well, I can tell you, the first McDonald's we had in St. Cloud was 21st Avenue and Division Street, where Eddie's Drive-In was, just a little to the left. Now, they had their grand opening March of 1970. And by the way, that McDonald's, the first one in St. Cloud, but it was the third one in the state of Minnesota with that design, because they changed the design of it.
And this is the McDonald's that's currently on Division.
It's still there.
Yes.
But it has
changed its look a little bit. I still remember they did remodeling in it, so it's got a different look to it than it used to.
Not a whole lot, but yeah. Oh, and their grand opening, it was from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. You could meet Ronald McDonald in person.
Oh, my gosh, what a thrill.
And free gifts for every child. And you know what? If you went to Cathedral, well, the Cathedral High School Drum and Bugle Corps Band played for their grand opening.
At the McDonald's.
And the mayor, back then the mayor attends it. The mayor was Mayor Henry.
Well, that had to have been a big deal at that time.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, because you're getting a nationally known franchise in your town, and McDonald's was the first of that kind.
Yes. Oh, yes, they opened in 1970. Burger King came in 1972, and they were at 3310 Division Street, the same location where they are today.
And that one's still open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then later, Hardee's, Wendy's, Arby's, Burger Time. We don't have a Jack in the Box here, but we have five guys.
They all kind of came around.
Those others.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that came up, and those are just burger places. I mean, there's chicken fast food restaurants everywhere, and they continue to gain in popularity. I mentioned to you that I remember there being a Long John Silver's.
Yep.
That was on Division at one point.
Division there. Mm-hmm. It wasn't there that many years. You know, you said, well, were these places, early drive-ins, open in winter? No, but before McDonald's and Burger King, there was a fast food restaurant in the area. And that was before, like I say, the McDonald's and that. And it was called the Made Right. And the Made Right was downtown St. Cloud. Now, when I think of Made Right, I think of the little ones that we had here in recent years. No. This was a very big one. It was at 1425 St. Germain Street. That's now a big complex. The Chamber of Commerce is in there, I know. It opened at that location in 1948. And after 30 years, they were still doing a huge business, because at night, so you wanted to go out? Well, in the downtown area, only the OK Cafe and Made Right were open at night. It sat about 20 people, and I really enjoyed it. Everybody did. I've never heard anybody say, I never liked that place.
It was loose meat sandwiches, right?
Yes.
Is that primarily what they had?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, well, besides being the downtown area on St. Germain, You got to remember, that was also a highway back then. So you got business from the highway, you got business from downtown, you got people stopping there at night.
It's all about location. Yeah. You're in business, you know that.
Yeah. It sat about 20 people, and in the early years, you could get 5 maid rights for a dollar.
Yeah, times have changed, for sure.
You know, talking about changes, this isn't a fast food, really, but Dairy Queen. The Dairy Queen on 25th Avenue. It was on the corner before CVS. It opened in 1950 at 25th Avenue and Division Street. Back then, when I was in 8th grade, I ran the scoreboard at the Rocks Park. I remember people constantly leaving the ball game, walking across the street, and getting a Dairy Queen because it was so hot.
I bet.
At the game.
Yeah.
And then they would walk back. You know, they went there just to cool off. You know, Dairy Queen has been there. The same owners, now it's the daughter. They've been there now 75 years.
Right, and they moved just slightly down.
Yeah, they sold that
the
property
block.
And just moved. You know, I knew Lars, who own it today, and they said business has always been booming.
Yeah.
But there was a time at night it kind of went down a little when Minnesota granted 19-year-olds to drink.
When was this?
Oh, I don't know. When was this? 20 years ago or so? I don't know. I'm just guessing. At 25, 19-year-olds could drink. And then he said, you know, if you're on a date, well, the Dairy Queen was the place to go at night. But now when you're 19, the bar is the place to go at night. But then it switched back to 21 again.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Anything that we haven't touched on, Jim,
you
wanted
to bring
up?
I'll just mention the first pizza place.
Okay.
Sam's Pizza and Restaurant. It opened in 1956 on 7th Avenue North downtown. Dick Blitvich worked at Sammy's up north, up in, I'll get it right yet here, Cloquet area and that.
Yeah.
And he just came down and opened his own. But Sammy financed him. So he kept the name Sammy's Pizza.
Yeah, and Sammy's Pizza, yeah. You know, it was a few years ago that, yeah. that Crooked Pint is in there now.
Yeah.
But that was the location they were at.
Yep.
Sure.
Yep.
Hey, Jim, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. It's great education, and thanks for providing the pictures and all the information. And we'll put that online at WJON.com
sure.
a little bit later on
It was
today.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you, Jim.
Thanks.
Jim Grabinski, local historian, joining us here on WJON.